Greetings. Today is the first day of a new year, a new decade, and a new season in the life of the church. What is most necessary for us as leaders, and what is most necessary for the church as we enter into this new season? This year is not just a year, it's also a leap year. We have one more day to see what we need to see and be what we need to be for the glory of Jesus' name in a time called now. God is not just a being that visits us or calls upon us to visit him. He's our life. The house that he has always desired is a house of human life. To be on earth as it is in heaven requires us to become the place of God's habitation upon the earth. The church is not some place we go or a building we attend. The church is the body of Christ. It is the house of God. It is the place of God's habitation. God doesn't just want us to believe in him, he wants us to believe him, to be the place of his believing. It is not a day of the week or a season in the year, but a reality called now. Jesus is the foundation of this house, and he is the way by which we become the place of God's habitation. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful to all his house. For this one has become counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ as the Son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. We are the house of Christ, the house of God's manifest presence. The time to hear him is today, and always today. It is a time and a place of knowing God's rest. It is a place of God resting in us and us resting in him. Perhaps the most important thing we can do as leaders in 2020 is to be an example in being the place where God rests and the place that rests in God. We must lead those in our sphere of influence into this truth to truly be the people of God. Hebrews 3, 7 through 11. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation. I said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. If we are a place that God rests, we can know his voice every moment of every day. This is a word which I gave at A Life Church this past Sunday. I feel it's very important for this new decade that we have just entered.
I just hear God saying that the past decade, there were many things that were not necessarily wrong that you held on to. They were enough for the time to get you to the future, but they weren't enough to get you into now. And I hear God saying, today, if you will hear his voice. Today, if you'll hear his voice. And so God wants you to exchange the future for today. Because the future as you saw it is stuck in the past. And God has better things for you than you could imagine. But the time is now. And God is releasing a grace for his body to be able to enjoy the moment. Enjoy the hour. Enjoy the day. Today, if you will hear his voice. Don't even look at this year as how am I going to get to the end of this year, because that's how you looked at last year. And last year, God says, I gave you enough to get you to the end of this year, but I didn't give you enough for today. But now I'm releasing my grace for now. And there's a grace that's coming on my family, a grace that's coming on my people to appreciate the time called now. And don't let now be tainted by what was or diminished by what you think is yet to come. But let now be juicy. Let now be full of life. Let now enter into your mouth. Let now enter into your taste buds, not just your stomach. And live for the moment. Live for today. Today, if you will hear my voice. But God says there's a grace for this. So today is the beginning of a moment of reality, and it'll be real unlike any time before.
As leaders, we must lead by an example of being men and women who embrace God's manifest presence resting in our lives each and every day. Let's embrace the time called today and release the things that no longer exist. The place where God rests and we rest in Him is more valuable than the stories of yesterday or the yet-to-come promises of tomorrow. Christ is everything. Food for thought. Ted J. Hansen.